我们感谢主，如果主喜悦的话，我们今天晚上就结束何西阿书。
We praise the Lord. If He is willing, we'll wrap up the book of Hosea today.
我们用了好多时间来看这一本先知书。
We have used much time to look into this prophetic book.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为在何西阿书里头，我们的主把他自己的性情毫无保留的向我们打开了。
Because in the book of Hosea, the Lord has revealed to us His nature without any withholding.
借着他在以色列人中间所做的工，就让我们也看见他今天在我们身上所做工的原则。
Through the work of the Lord upon the Israelites, we are able to see the principle in which God works upon us today.
在神的圣洁公义的里面，他不能容忍人的悖逆。
In God's holiness and righteousness, He cannot forbear for man's rebellion.
但是在神的怜悯和同情的底下，他也没有办法能放弃照着他的形象被造的人。
Yet, under God's mercy and compassion, He cannot forsake man whom He has created according to His own image.
这种光景是非常非常的矛盾的。
Now, under this condition, it is a dilemma.
如果是摆在人的身上，没有一个人可以解得开这个结。
If the same dilemma is placed upon man, no one could be able to solve it.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But praise and thank our God.
他不是人，他是神。
He is not man, for he is God.
人没办法了解的，他全能。解决
What man is not able to understand, God is able to solve.
人解不开的，对他来说，也不是难成的事。
And what man is not able to solve, to God, it is also possible.
那我们看到第十三章的时候
Now, as we look into chapter 13,
我们可以说，神就把他上面所说过的许多的话来了一个总结。
We can say chapter 13 is a conclusion, a summary of all the words which God has spoken before.
指出以法莲以色列人他们在神面前的愚昧和无知。
To point out the Israelites as Ephraim and their foolishness and ignorance.
我们看到神对以色列说了好多话。
We see that God has spoken much words to Israel.
有很严厉的责备。
And much severe rebuke.
有很深的情感的那一个流露
and that outflows with deep emotions
但是人能不能听进去呢这个没有保证
yet whether man is able to hear those words is not a guarantee
所以神说了许许多多的话然后神就很重的来把他说过的话很明确的用结论式来说一遍。
Therefore, after God has spoken, He summarizes His words very heavily and focus on the conclusion.
我们来到十三节就看到这种光景。
When we reach chapter 13, we see this condition.
第一节弟兄姊妹你看到神怎么说话呢
？Brothers and sisters, pay attention to what God says in chapter 13, verse 1.
他说：“从前以法莲说话，人都战惊。
”When Ephraim spoke, trembling.
他在以色列中居住高位。
He exalted himself in Israel.
我们先看这个事实。
Let us first look at this fact.
那我们从以色列的历史上面来注意这个问题。
If we look at history and focus on this point.
那为什么神说从前以法莲说话人战惊
Why is it that God says when Ephraim spoke in the past that men would tremble?
简单的答案就是说他们有权柄
The simple answer would be because Ephraim had power.
他们说话带着权柄
They spoke with authority.
他们的动作带着权柄
Their actions were with power.
但是他们的权柄根据什么来的呢
Yet, what is the origin of their authority?
我们从以色列人的历史上面来看他这个以色列特别是指着北方十国的这一部分的人。
When we look at the history of Israel, especially when we look at the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom,
他们是以法莲支派为首的。
They look to Ephraim as the head.
他们从来没有在以色列的历史当中有过什么特别的地方给人看到要服他。
Now, Ephraim not any part in history had any actions or event that would allow for the other tribes to submit to Ephraim.
但是神就说出了，以法莲的确是曾经有过一阵子，好像说话带着权柄。
But God's words clearly state that it seems as if Ephraim, in a period of time, has spoke with power and authority.
他们根据什么有这样的一个事实呢？
Then by what do they have this fact, this power?
圣经从来没有给我们指出他们有什么条件可以有这样的。
The Bible never shows us what Ephraim did to have such an authority at this position.
但是我们读圣经的时候，我们也的确是读出一些事情来。
But when we do read the Bible, we do see that there are some things that point to this.
首先我们看到一件事。
What we can see first,
如果用人的话来说，
if we use man's words,
以法莲在以色列十二个支派的当中，他们算是什么？
In the midst of Israel, what is Ephraim considered?
如果你要看他从生来的次序来看的话，那他他是很幼小，很幼小的。
If you want to look at their birth order, they are very young, very small.
但是有一个很严肃的事情在那里。
But there's a very serious matter there.
以法莲支派从神那里所接受的是一个长子的位分，名分。
The position of the tribe of Ephraim from God is the birthright of the firstborn.
当然，这个长子的名分不是直接在他们的身上。
Of course, the right of the firstborn does not directly go to Ephraim.
是在他们父亲。是在他和马拿西的父亲的身上。
But it's upon the father of Ephraim and Manasseh.
弟兄姊妹都晓得，十二个支派长子的名分是从流便那里出了呢，发生难处以后，就一直顺序的落到约瑟的身上。
Now, brothers and sisters, we recall the fact that the birthright of the firstborn.Fell from Reuben all the way down to Joseph.
所以约瑟是接受长子的名分的那个支派。
Therefore, Joseph is the tribe that have inherited the birthright of the firstborn.
所以在承受产业的事情上呢，弟兄姊妹们，你看到约瑟支派就建了两份。
Therefore, you can see that in the matter of the inheritance, the tribe of Joseph have a double portion.
一个是马。以法莲支派，一个是马拿西支派。
One portion fell to the tribe of Ephraim, and the other to the tribe of Manasseh.
这两个都是约瑟的儿子。
Now these both are the sons of Joseph.
但是按照实际的光景来说呢
？But according to the actual condition,
马拿西 是约瑟的长子。
Manasseh was the firstborn of Joseph.
以法莲是幼子。
And Ephraim was the younger son.
但是在神拣选的恩典的里头
，Yet under the grace of God's choice，
他把以法莲提起来了，站在长子的地位。
He exalted Ephraim to put Ephraim in the position of the firstborn。
那弟兄姊妹你就留意了。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention。
按照人的那个观念来看
，According to man's concept，
以法莲是什么
？What is Ephraim？
以法莲是长房的。
Ephraim is the grandson of the first wife.
Not first wife. It's a recall, the first priority of the 12.
It's the first priority of the 12.
就是按我们中国人的话来说，就是长子嫡孙了。
And so then they have the first position of the heirs.
长子的名分给了以法莲。
And the firstborn was given to Ephraim.
嫡孙就顺理成章的也把长子的那个名分接到他的身上。
Therefore, in his position, then naturally he would also have the firstborn.The position of the firstborn.
那这是一点我们留意到的。
This is one point we can pay attention to.
另外的一点。
Another point.
弟兄姊妹们晓得，
we can understand.
领以色列人从约旦河东边进入迦南的是谁？
Who was it that led the tribe of Israel to the other side of the river Jordan?
约书亚。
It was Joshua.
那约书亚是哪个支派出来呢？
Now, which tribe is Joshua from?
以法莲。
It was from the tribe of Israel.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当我们又看到历史的那个情形，以色列人一进入迦南的时候，那一个做首领的头人，
therefore we can
see,
even when Israel entered into the land of Canaan, who was the head? It was from the tribe of Ephraim.
那因此弟兄姊妹，因此我们留意到，
therefore brothers and sisters, we pay attention.
这两个事实啊，就让以法莲这一个支派在以色列人的心思的里边有了一定的地位。
Because of these two facts, the tribe of Ephraim would have a certain position in the hearts of the people in Israel.
那这两个是好的因素。
Now these are two good factors.
以法莲还有一些坏的因素。
Yet there are also bad factors into the tribe of Ephraim.
那这些坏的因素啊，也是让他们在以色列人当中，人家听见他的声音，就要让他三分的。
Now, likewise, this bad name of the tribe of Ephraim also would allow others to fear them in a way when they hear the tribe of Ephraim.
那是他们的霸道。
And that is because of how pompous they are.
他们的不讲理又狠。
And how unreasonable they are.
弟兄姊妹，读四世纪你就读到了。
Brothers and sisters, when you read the book of Judges, you know.
有人把以色列来压制。
There are some who come to oppress Israel.
他就不出头。
Ephraim would not go out to fight.
等到神兴起别人来对付了那些压制以色列的人。
And then God has risen other tribes to have victory over the oppressors.
他们就一次两次的出来说话了。
Then Ephraim will come out and speak against that.
说什么话呢？
What did they say?
你们为什么出去对付敌人，不给我们打一声招呼？
Why is it that you would go out against the enemy and you did not even tell us?
他们就要跟其他的弟兄们来算账了。
Then they would want to settle account with the other brethren.
是那样的不讲理。
And this was how unreasonable Ephraim was.
人家都怕了他。
Others would be afraid of them.
基甸怕了他。
Gideon was afraid of them.
那一个还有那个巴拉也怕了他。
And even other judges were afraid of them.
那这是坏的因素。
And that was the bad influence of Ephraim.
还有后来
also,
以色列怎么从北边的以色列国怎么从这个那个完整的以色列国分出去的。
Likewise, how was the kingdom divided into the northern kingdom?
那当然我们看到是神自首在那里来要对付这个罗伯安。
Of course, we know that it was by God's hand in dealing with Rehoboam.
但是你看到那个时候北国的领头人是谁？
But we can see then who was the leader of the northern kingdom during that time.
耶罗波安。
It was Jeroboam.
那耶罗波安是哪个支派出来呢？
Now, where's the tribe that Jeroboam came from?
又是以法莲。
Also, it was from the tribe of Ephraim.
那么这些都是坏的因素。
Now, these are all bad reasons.
好的因素加上坏的因素，整历史很长久以来以法莲人说话比别人声音大一点。
Because of this, throughout history, whether the good reasons or the bad reasons, when Ephraim spoke, it was with a louder voice.
所以神也说，以法莲从前说话人都战惊。
Therefore, God says, when Ephraim spoke, others trembled.
在以法莲中，在以色列人中居高位。
Ephraim exalted himself in Israel.
但是这个情况起了变化。
But this changed.
怎么起变化呢？
How did it change?
什么时候起变化呢？
When did this change?
接下去你看到。
Immediately we see.
他说他们在侍奉巴利的事上犯罪就死了。
But when he offended in Baal, he died.
用这门这话很有意思啊。
Brothers and sisters, these words are meaningful.
啊，这话好像把我们带到伊甸园再重新温习亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树上的果子的那个历史去哦。
This word seemed to bring us back to the Garden of Eden to review once again the result of Adam and Eve when they took of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
亚当夏娃没有吃分别善恶树上的果子以前，他们是很威武的了。
Before Adam and Eve took of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were very powerful.
连狮子和恐龙都要听他话呢。
No, even the lions and the dinosaurs would have to obey them.
啊，但是神说你吃的日子一定死。
But God said, if you eat of it, you will surely die.
那结果他们死了没有？
As a result, did they die?
死是死了，不过不是在吃的日子。
Yes, they died, but not on the day they ate of it.
不过这个是我们眼见的事实。
But that is only what we see visibly.
如果你看到那个属灵的实际的时候，
If we look at the spiritual reality,
他们吃的日子就死掉了。
The day they ate of the fruit, they died.
因为从那个时候，他们跟神中间的交通就断了。
Because from that point on, their fellowship with God has been broken.
他们不敢见神， 也不能来到神的面前。
They dare not see God and they cannot come into God's presence.
这就是一个死的光景。
That is the condition of death.
现在神又说到以法莲，同样的，因为拜巴利，所以就死了。
Now God points at the same condition because they worship Baal, they died.
那但是如果你从人眼见的历史上面，他死了没有？
But if we look at the visible history, did the tribe of Ephraim die?
没死啊。
No.
还继续有几百年的那个历史在延续啊。
They still continue for several hundred years.
但神说死了。
But God says they died.
怎么死了呢？
How did they die?
他们已经不再在神的计划的里头了。
Because no longer are they in the plan of God.
神不再负他们的那个责任了。
God no longer would bear their responsibility.
虽然神还给他们一点，因着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的关系，还给他们一点的祝福。
Yet God would still give them some blessing because of the relationship to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是他们已经不在神做工的历史里了。
But no longer are they in the plan, the history of God's work.
说得准确一点，神他不再在神那个永远的旨意的里边了。
To be more accurate, no longer is Ephraim in the eternal plan of God.
已经在神的计划外头，慢慢的，用这个话来说，也可以自生自灭了。
We can put it in this way. Now they're outside of the plan of God, and they're dying and perishing.
所以过了一阵子，以色列北国就是现在快到了何西阿的日子，就要给被掳出去了。
So now the northern kingdom of Israel, which is during this time, they are about to be destroyed and taken into captivity.
所以神借着何西阿在这里就说了这个话。
So God through Hosea spoke these words here.
就因着他们拜巴利。
Because they worship Baal.
他们和金牛犊的那重关系。
And the relationship they had with the golden calves.
那他们就从高位的里头拽下去了。
And they have fallen from their high position.
啊，他们就死了。
And they died.
啊，他们在神的面前显露出来的那种光景就是是有过一阵子的荣耀。
The condition which they manifest before God was, yes, they had a short period of glory.
但是却不能维持长久。
Yet it cannot be prolonged.
所以主说他们好像什么？
So the Lord says, what are they like?
他们好像早晨的云雾，又有疏散的甘露。
Therefore, they shall be as the morning cloud and as the early dew that passes away.
像墙上的糠皮给狂风吹去。
As the shaft that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor.
又像烟气腾于墙外，那就说一下子就没了。
And as the smoke out of the chimney, and that is, they will vanish very quickly.
那这个就是以色列的结局。
This is the result of Israel.
神很浓熟的用这些话来把整个北边以色列的历史来总结出来。
In very little words, God concludes and summarizes the result, the end of the northern kingdom of Israel.
但是神不是只是指出这个现象。
Now God not only points out this phenomenon,
神也给他们看到这个现象，同时指出他们怎么样会落到这样的一种光景。
God points out this phenomenon and the result. God also explains to them why this happened.
所以神说啊，第四节那里，自从你出埃及地以来，我就是耶和华你的神。
God says, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt.
在我以外你不可认识别神。
And thou shalt know no God but me.
除我以外并没有救主。
And there is no Savior beside me.
神说出他们他跟以色列人他们的那个关系是这样的密的一个关系。
God tells them this is the intimate close relationship he has with them.
但是因为他们在承受神的恩典在富足在那个丰满的里头。
But in their abundance and richness as they receive the blessing of God,
他们就忘记了神。
They forgot about God.
所以神说
Therefore God says,
你们因着一点的丰富心就高傲忘记了我。
That because of your fill, your heart was exalted and you have forgotten me.
那是就引出一个结果。
It'll bring forth this result.
神伸出手来对付他们。
God has to extend forth his hand to deal with them.
当然神伸出手来对付他们不是神看见你背叛我我就对付你谴责你。
Of course, God did not deal with them for the sake because they rebelled against God. Therefore, God says, I will punish you and I will trample upon you.
我们一再的提出过。
We have mentioned repeatedly. 神
在以色列人身上的管教也好，鞭打也好。
Whether it's discipline or scourging of God upon the Israelites.
那是根据神和他们所立过的约。
It is according to the covenant which God made with them.
翻过来说是他们跟神所立的约。
In other words, it is the covenant which Israel made with God.
那就是在生命记里边说得很清楚的那一些。
That is the content in the book of Deuteronomy clearly stated.
所以当神在那里对付他们管教他们的时候只是神的义务的一个执行。
Therefore, as God is dealing with them, disciplining them, that is only the duty of God that he is executing.
从前又直到现在还是有很多人甚至是称为基督教的领袖当然这是基督教的领袖都是自由派里边的人。
Before, even until now, there are many people, even so-called Christian leaders, of course,These Christian leaders are those who are very liberal.
他们说神是混世魔王。
They claim that God is like a tyrant.
他对付人的时候不留余地啊。
When he deals with man, he doesn't give any ground at all.
他们没有看到神是在那里执行义务。
They do not see the fact that God is only doing his duty and his part of the covenant.
神是根据他和他的百姓立约的那一个事实来显明他的作为。
God is only manifesting his work according to the covenant which the people made with him.
并且神在显明这些管教和鞭打的作为的时候那个目的乃是要把他们挽回到神祝福的地位。
And even as God is executing his discipline, his scourging upon the people, it is for the purpose to restore them back to the original position.
但是人只是看外面的事物而没有看里面的那个实际。
Yet God is only looking at the external phenomenon and not looking into the reality of it.
以色列人本身也是如此。
The Israelites themselves are like that.
他们看见自己是那样的丰富那样的蒙好像是很蒙福。
They see how filled they are, how abundant they are, and they see that they seemingly are blessed.
好像他们就存这样的一个观念。福气就是神赐福我们的印证。
Therefore, it seems like they have this concept that if we have blessing, then that is the confirmation of God from God.
福气就是神在那里印证我们是蒙纪念的。
If we have blessing from God, that confirms that we are remembered by God.
但是他们忘了。
But they have forgotten.
他们继续享用神的祝福乃是神的怜悯。
As they continue to enjoy the blessing of God, it is only by God's mercy.
并不是他们配得这样的。
It is not because they were worthy of the blessing.
神所以还纪念他们。
God still remembers them.
神是乐意看见他们从心里面苏醒过来回转到神的面前。
Because God is willing for them to be revived or restored from their heart to restore before God's presence.
但是他们不了解。
But they do not understand.
所以神就说。
So God says,
你们饱足了，就心里高傲。
You were filled, and your heart was exalted, therefore you have forgotten me.
神就说出一个很严肃的事情。
God speaks forth a very severe matter.
他说以色列啊。
He says, Israel.
你不要给这些外面看得见的事物来骗了你。
Do not let these things which you can see deceive you.
你要看你究竟是怎么样活在神的面前。
You must see how you live in God's presence.
你在神面前活得不对，不准确。
If you do not live correctly before God.
虽然你还有神的怜悯在那里，但是那个神的怜悯并不是告诉你说你可以继续这样的背逆。
Even though you still enjoy God's mercy, do not think that you can continue your rebellious ways.
所以九节那里神就很清楚告诉他们了。
Therefore in verse 9, God clearly tells them.
他说以色列啊，你与我反对就是反对帮助你的，自取败坏。
O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help.
神也从历史上面指给他们看一些事。
God also points out to them matters in history.
你们从前拒绝我做你们的王，你们要自己立王。
How in the past you have rejected me as your king and wanted to have your own king.
那现在你们的王在哪？
Where's your king now?
现在你们落到这样的那个混乱的光景。你们的王能不能给你们解决问题？
Now in your condition, where's your king that can deliver you from this?
神也让他们看见。
God also shows them.
他们自己手里头所做的没有一件事情是给他们解决问题的。
All that they do, all that they do with their own hands, none of that can solve their problem.
外面看来好像他们头头是道。
It seems like externally all that they do is right.
比方说到当时他们的环境。
For example, in their condition.
应付这两面的敌人。
They try to deal with the two enemies.
这边是亚述。
One is Assyria.
这边是埃及。
And the other one, Egypt.
他们用他们自己的办法好像把这两个强敌弄得成为他们的保障。
So they use their own methods to appease these two strong enemies to be their protection.
但是结果神让他们看见。
But God shows them.
不要看到眼前的一点好像解决问题的结果就沾沾自喜。
Now do not just see the result visibly that it seems to solve your problem, then you're very pleased and happy.
你必须要看到那个真实的结果来的时候你承担得起啊。
But you must see the reality, and if that result comes, are you able to bear it?
舍身说，你们真正赐福的源头不在乎你们的自己。
Therefore, God tells them that the origin of your blessing is not upon yourself.
更不在乎你们在地上所结交的朋友。
And it is not on the friends that you have an alliance with.
你们真正的那个祝福的源头乃是在耶和华神。
But the true origin source of your blessing is in the Lord God.
神是用着立约的事实来保证这样的一个光景存留在你们的中间的。
God has guaranteed this condition to be in your midst with a covenant.
所以你与我反对就是反对帮助你的。
Therefore, if you're against me, you're destroying yourself, which is your help.
所以你不要看你现在目前的光景还可以撑得住。
So do not look at your current condition that you can still stand.
往上去看你就看到神的话说得很清楚。
If we
你的全员就要干了。
If we can see that the word of God is very clear that they will be dried up.
一定把你掳掠。
And the enemy will take them into captivity.
16节你就留意到。
Verse 16 you can see.
他说撒玛利亚必担当自己的罪。
Samaria shall become desolate.
因为悖逆他的神。
For she have rebelled against her God.
他必倒在刀下，婴孩必被甩死，孕妇必被剖开。
They shall fall by the sword, their infant shall be dashed in pieces, and their woman with child shall be ripped up.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
神的话让以色列看到他们的结局是这样的可怜。
God shows them, this is their end result, how pitiful and sad it is.
那个结局是怎么引来的呢？
Why did this result come?
你反对帮助你的。
Because you're against your help.
So
you're destroying yourself.
那所以在十三章的整章的里边你看到就把从第一章开始一直到十二章里边神所说过的话做了一个很简单又明了的总结。
Therefore, in chapter 13, we're able to see this is a very simple, a very short and clear conclusion, summary of what is spoken in chapters 1 through 12.
如果我们只是看13章的话,
If we only look at chapter 13,
弟兄姊妹你就看到了以色列没有前途了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see there's no more future for Israel.
以色列再没有路可以走了。
There's no more path for Israel.
尽管神在上面说,
Even though God said,
以法莲啊，我怎么可以看你如亚玛
？Ephraim, how can I see you as Ammon?
我怎么可以把你看作洗扁
？How can I treat you as Zeboim?
哎呀，我一看到你们的时候，我心里的怜爱就大大发动了。
When I see you, that I'm stirred with compassion.
啊，神又说啊，我爱你是用永远的慈爱来爱你。
And God says, I love you with an everlasting love.
但神说这许许多多的话到了十三章等于空说。
Yet it seems like in chapter 13, all those words of love that God has spoken seems to be empty.
因为没有这种光景出现。
Because that condition does not exist in chapter 13.
出现的光景就是毁灭。
Now what you can see in that condition is destruction.
出现的那个光景就是叫人感觉非常非常的残酷又难接受。
The scene which we can see is of cruelty and something that we cannot accept.
如果何西王的话说到十三章就停止。
Now if the words of Hosea stops after chapter 13,
那我们不能不问这个话。
Then we must ask these words.
以色列还有前途吗？
Is there still a future for Israel?
以色列还有路可以走吗？
Is there still a path for Israel?
如果以色列没有路走，
If there's no more path for Israel,
如果以色列没有前途，
If there's no future for Israel,
那么神应许亚伯拉罕的话能不能成就？
Then the promise of God to Abraham, would that still be fulfilled?
以色列如果没有路走，
If Israel does not have a way,
如果单单对着他这一个民族来说，那是小事。
If only pertaining to this tribe nation of Israel, it is a small thing.
但是这个民族是背负着神给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的应许。
But this people, this race, bear the promise of God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
如果他们没有前途，
If they do not have a future,
那神的信实，
Then God's faithfulness
就大打折扣，甚至说如同无有。
Not only is it greatly discounted, but even empty.
如果神的信实是落到这样的一个光景，
If God's faithfulness was to fall in that condition,
那神的本身就没有什么值得我们去寻求或者说我们去寻找的。
Therefore, God himself would not be worthy for us to seek after or to seek out.
所以以色列不能没有路走。
Therefore, Israel will have a way.
他们必定要有路走。
They must have a way out.
但是路在哪里？
But where is the way?
怎么可能有路？
How can there be a way?
我们看何西欧先知的那个那些话语。
If we look at the words of the Hosea the prophet,
他是把整个以色列的历史都带出来来做依据。
And he brings out the entire history of Israel to be his foundation.
几百年，
Several hundred years.
神的容忍和等待，
The forbearance of God and the waiting of God.
用人的眼睛来看，早就到了尽头了。
In man's eyes, long ago that should have come to an end.
现在已经把神逼到一个地步，神再没有可以让步的地方了。
Yet now you have forced God to a point where he cannot go any further.
所以以法莲肯定是没有路走，
Therefore,
没有前途。
Ephraim will not have a future, will have no way ahead of him.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
人可以这样想。
Man can think this way.
但神不忘记他的应许。
But God will not forget his promise.
神也没有忘记他自己的定义。
God did not forget his will.
他虽然管教他的百姓，
Even though he disciplines his people,
他虽然鞭打他的百姓，
Though God will scourge his people,
但是神目的还是要挽回 他的百姓。
Yet the purpose of God is still to restore his people.
我想我们读旧约的先知书的时候
I think when we read the Old Testament in the prophetic book,
是非常明确的提醒我们
It clearly reminds us.
要纠正我们一些的无知的心思
We must adjust and correct some of our misconceptions and ignorance.
特别是我们在新约里边的神的儿女
Especially for us who are the children of God in the new covenant.
不知道是怎么一回事我们就是有那么一个这样的误解在那里。
Somehow we would have this misunderstanding.
神是爱的神。
God is a God of love.
神是充满怜悯的神。
He is a God filled with mercy.
说神不会恶待我们。
Therefore, God will not mistreat us.
弟兄姊妹，神的确不会恶待我们。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, God will not mistreat us.
但是神不恶待我们，不等于神不管教我们。
Because God will not mistreat us does not mean God will not discipline us.
当我们看见神的怜悯、神的慈爱的时候
When we see the mercy and compassion of God,
千万不要抹掉神的圣洁和公义。
Do not forget about the holiness and righteousness of God.
如果我们还能看见十字架的话，我们应该不会乐到这样。
If we're able to still see the cross, we will not fall into that foolish condition.
但是偏偏我们就是看到许许多多称为神儿女的人，他们好像只看见神是爱，神是爱。
Yet we can see so many of the children of God only see this fact that God is love. God is love.
所以在神的面前就放肆了。
Therefore, we live loosely before God.
不但在神面前放肆，在人的面前也放肆。
Not only are we careless before God, but also before man.
等到神来给他一点管教。
Until God will give us a little discipline.
他就那里呱呱起叫了。
Then we'll grumble.
怎么神这样凶啊
Why is God so cruel?
他怎么可以这样对待我
How can God treat me this way?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
不要误会神
Do not misunderstand God Do not blame God
怪是要怪自己
If we are to blame, blame ourselves
怪自己没有真正的认识神的性情
Blame ourselves for not truly understanding the nature of God
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
主需要管教，要鞭打。
The Lord is to discipline and scourge.
我们读希伯来书十二章的时候，
Even when we
你很清楚看到这样的一
read Hebrews chapter 12
一个意思。
We can see that meaning very clearly.
但是神所有的管教和鞭打，目的是要挽回。
Yet all the discipline and scourging of God, the purpose of that is to restore.
所以何西阿的话没有停在十三章。
Therefore, the word of Hosea does not stop in chapter 13.
还有十四章。
There's still chapter 14.
快就到了十四章。
And when we get to chapter 14,
整个气氛都好像变了。
The atmosphere is completely different.
十三章是好像落下到深谷里。
Chapter 13 seems like we're deep in the valley.
来了十四章又好像把人带到高峰上。
Yet in chapter 14, it seems like we're back on the apex.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
因为在十四章的里头。
Because in chapter 14,
你不单是看着以色列、以法莲他们在神面前的那一个经历。
Because not only will we see the experience of Ephraim, even Israel before God.
或者说你看见神在他们身上的那个安排和带领。
Oh, we can see God's guidance and leading upon them.
因为在神那个安排和带领的里边神是在那里发表他工作的原则和目的。
Because in the leading and guidance of God, God reveals to us his purpose and his principle.
历史我们不会跑到以法莲的历史里去的。
Now we won't go into the history of Ephraim.
因为历史是已经过去的事情。
Because that is already in the past.
但是在他们所经历的那个原则。
But in the principle which they experienced.
对我们今天新约的教会来说。
For us, the church in the new covenant today.
仍然是那么真实和准确。
It is just as real and correct.
那我们看看十四章里边说的是什么。
If we look at chapter 14, what does it say?
如果光是从字句上面来说，弟兄姊妹们一看你就我们都懂。
If we only look at the letter of the word, if we read it, we will understand.
但是我们不单是要懂字面上的那个含义。
But we must not only understand the letter of the word.
我们必须要领会神这样说话他的目的和他的心意。
We must also understand the purpose and the desire of the heart of God when he says these words.
那现在对一个走投无路的
Now to Ephraim, Israel, who has gone to a dead end.
以色列啊, 你要归向耶和华你的神。
O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God.
你是用因自己的罪孽跌倒了。
For thou hast fallen by thy own iniquity.
你当归向耶和华。
You must return unto the Lord God.
用言语, 祷告他说, 求你除尽罪孽, 悦纳善行。
Take with your word, say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously.
这样我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上。
So we will render the calves of our lips.
我们不向亚述求救，也不骑埃及的马，也不再对我们手所造的说，你是我们的神。
Asher shall not save us, we will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神现在给他们一个看见。
Here God shows them this vision.
现在你们唯一要做的,
now what you must do, the only one thing you do,
归向耶和华。
Turn to the Lord.
要回转。 归向耶和华,
return unto the Lord.
来寻求耶和华,
seek after him.
做你们的那个拯救,
now, to be your deliverance.
解决你们的那一些在神面前显露的罪孽,
so that it will expose all your iniquity before God.
当然弟兄姊妹们, 这个是从旧约到新约, 一直以来, 人和神关系调整的那个唯一的方法。
Of course, brothers and sisters, this is the only way to God before God from the old covenant to the new covenant.
在旧约的日子, 神是借着献祭的事情让他的百姓回到他的面前。
In the old covenant, it's through the sacrifice that God allows for his people to return to his presence.
在新约的日子, 神是借着神儿女们认罪的祷告, 恢复我们和神的交通。
Under the new covenant, it is from the children of God and our prayers of repentance that we restore our fellowship with God.
所以弟兄们，你看到那个原则。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we see the principle is clearly placed there.
但是那个动作就不一定了。But
the action is different.
有一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你真的要很清楚的看。
Brothers and sisters, there's one thing we must clearly see.
如果按照我们所认识的 以色列和神的关系,
if the understanding we have of God and Israel,
他们要回转到神的面前,
if they will return before God,
他们就把牛羊带来去献祭就对了。
They must bring the flock and the herd before God.
因为神给他们的律法就是这样的要求他们。
Because that is the law of God to them.
那弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
你留意了,
pay attention.
这里怎么说?
What does it say here?
还是牛羊吗?
Is it still of the herd and flock?
还是牛羊吗?
Is it still the bull and the sheep?
不再是牛羊吗?
No longer that.
是什么?
What is it?
是求告。
It is to cry out, to call upon.
没有牛羊怎么求告?
If you do not have the herd or the flock, how do you call upon the Lord?
你看到,
brothers and sisters,
you see. 在旧约的日子, 神借着何西和神基说这样的一些话, 以色列人, 他看到那个结果, 他们领会神怜悯他们。
When God says these words to the Israelites in the Old Covenant, when they see this result, then they can understand.
但是他们没办法领会, 不要牛羊, 我们怎么可以得赦免?
But in their understanding, in their concept, there's no way for them to comprehend without the herd and the flock, how can they have forgiveness?
弟兄姊妹, 如果神不是给我们灵里面苏醒和是以 属灵的眼睛打开的话, 我们也不懂。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord does not open up our spirits or open up the eyes to our hearts, then we will not understand either.
没有牛羊, 在律法底下的人, 怎么可以得赦免?
Without the bull and the sheep, how can those in the old covenant receive forgiveness?
他们怎么可以得复原恢复?
How can they be restored?
弟兄姊妹留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
以色列悔改了没有?
Did Israel repent?
当时没有。
At that time, no.
现在悔改了没有?
Have they repented now?
还是没有。
They still have not.
弟兄姊妹们, 秘密就是在这里。
So, brothers and sisters, that is the secret.
什么时候以色列会这样做？
When will Israel do it in this way, as it says?
当时他们不懂。
They did not understand at that time.
我们如果不留意神的话语的话，我们虽然有这个资料，我们也不太会使用。
Now, if we do not understand, even though we may have understanding of the Word of God and the information, but we may not know how to use it.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
什么时候以色列人全家得救？
When is it that the entire house of Israel shall be saved?
主再回来的时候。
It is when the Lord returns.
大灾难的末了，国度开始以前。
It is at the end of the great tribulation before the beginning of the kingdom.
当我们的主带同教会在天上到地上来的时候。
When our Lord shall descend upon the earth with the church.
以色列人看见他们所砸的了。
Israel have seen the one whom they have killed.
那一个时候。
At that time.
他们悔改。
Then they repent.
他们真的全体回转。
And they will fully return.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
何西阿先知在那一个时候很隐约的就把新约的一个实际交通出来了宣告出来了。
The prophet Hosea very clearly shares with them practically what is in the new covenant.
是那里就说我们用嘴唇代替那个牛犊来献上。
Therefore, it says, so we will render the calves of our lips.
什么时候可以有这个事情？
When will this happen?
那当然这个是新约的原则。
Of course, this is a principle in the new covenant.
但是对以色列来说。
Yet to Israel.
那要到国度的日子他们才享用得到。
That is something that they can only enjoy in the days of the kingdom.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
现在教会已经享用这样的一份恩典。
Today, the church is already enjoying such a grace from God.
那是到了那一刻。
Now at that time.
那以色列人全家得救了。
When the whole house of Israel say.
他们不再对他手所造的说你们是我的神。
No longer would they say to the work of their hands,
you are our God. 那个时候他们认识了。
At that time, they understand.
他们需要神的怜悯。
They need the mercy of God.
因为他们认识他们自己的本相。
Because they know their own nature.
那个时候他们承认我们是孤儿。
At that time, they confess they are orphans.
我们在地上是无依无靠。
And we are without any trust.
如果我们还有一点可靠。
If we can still trust in anyone.
那就是我们祖宗的神。
That is the God of our fathers.
那就是我们的神和我们祖宗所立的约成了我们的保证。
And that is the covenant which our fathers have made with God to be our guarantee.
所以在那一个时候。
Therefore, at that time,
弟兄姊妹你看到以色列回转了。
You can see that Israel repents.
但神在那个时候就呼召他们。
At that time, God calls them.
虽然他们听见神的呼召还是往前走。
And even though they have heard the calling of God, they still go forward.
但是神从来没有关闭这一个。让他们回转的门。
Yet God has never closed this door for them to return.
神这个向他们呼叫，你们转回吧，归向耶和华你们的神。这个话从先知的日子一直说到今天，神还在对着他的子民在说。
These words of God from the days of the prophet until now, God is still speaking to his people to return to him.
然后弟兄姊妹们有一些很非常有意思的事。
Now brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
如果我们没有乐在神的管教和甚至是鞭打的那种经历里。
If we haven't fallen into the discipline or scourging of God in such experience.
我们不会有这种感觉的。
We would not have this feeling.
但是若是我们有过这样的没有给鞭打，但是受过管教的。
But if we have this experience before, not that we're scourged, but have been disciplined.
今天看报纸。
Today when I saw the newspaper.
看到这两天一个新闻人物。
I saw that someone in the newspaper these couple of days.
是在美国的。
Is in the U.S.
弟兄姊妹晓得那个 Hilton 的那个女儿啊。
And brothers and sisters, you know about Paris Hilton.
因为不说他的事情了。 给关了几天。
Not get into what happened to her, but she was jailed for a few days.
今天报纸上就发表出来是说，她说她醒悟过来了。
And now in the newspaper article these couple of days, now she says she has awakened and God has released her.
我出来以后我要改变我整个的人生的态度和生活的内容。
Now, after God's discipline, when she gets out of jail, she'll change her whole attitude and the lifestyle, the
way she lives. 不敢在那里放任自己。
No longer would I just do whatever I want.
弟兄姊妹们，如果他真的是这样，那他算是聪明了，很快他就。
Now, brothers and sisters, if truly that's the case for her, then she is wise and she will understand very quickly.
但是她领会是领会啊。
But understanding is one thing.
但是她里面有没有一个这样的疑惑，我不敢保证。
But whether she has such a doubt within, I don't know.
神曾经对我这样的下重手。
God has dealt so severely with me once before.
虽然他可以把我再一次的接纳过来。
Even though God will receive me once again,
但是他还会像他起初的定义那样来恩待我吗？
Yet will God still deal graciously with me according to His original will?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果你心思很快的，
if you're very quick in your spirit,
你马上就了解这种心思在圣经里边记载在哪个地方。
Then you recall when this attitude, this way of thinking is recorded in the Bible.
在利利的海边。
Now, that was by the seashore of the Sea of Galilee.
主跟彼得那一次的对话，彼得所表达的不就是这个吗？
That is in the conversation between Peter and the Lord. That is what Peter is trying to say.
主说彼得，约翰的，西门的儿子。
God said,
彼得，你爱我吗？
God asked Peter, son of Simon, do you still love me?
你爱我比这些更多吗？
Do you love me more than these?
彼得敢回答吗？
Would Peter dare answer?
他不敢回答。
He did not dare to answer.
你说为什么不敢回答？
You question, why did he dare not to answer that question?
因为自己的失败叫自己对自己失去了信心了。
Because of his own failure, he lost confidence in himself. 我再也
不是从前的彼得猛横冲直撞了。
I'm no longer the Peter of the past, very impulsive and very
going forward. 我是满身伤痕的彼得。
I am one filled with scars.
主就是再一次收纳我，主也不可能像从前那样的等待我。
Even if God accepts me once again, He would not wait for me as He did before.
是他两次回答都是，主啊，你知道，我对你很有感情。
Therefore, in his reply, he says, Lord, you know that I have much affection toward you.
但是主要求的不是有感情。
But what God is asking, the Lord is asking, is not for affection.
主要求的是你爱我。
But the Lord is asking, do you love me?
爱我比一切更多。
Do you love me more than these?
彼得因着自己的伤痕，他只能说，主啊，我对你很有感情。
Because of his own affections, Peter can only say,
我没有资格再爱你了。
I have affection toward you. I do not qualify to love you anymore because I'm filled with wounds.
So, 等到第三次我们的主对他说。
So, the third time when our Lord asked him,
彼得，你就是对我很有感情吗？
The Lord said, do you have much affection toward me?
这一下彼得又为难了。
Then, Peter was troubled.
哎呀，好像主不给我机会了。
It seems like the Lord is not giving me any more chance.
我顶多就是来到对主有感情，就不能再往前去了。
It seems like I can only go into this further, this far, that I can only have affection toward Him.
因为主已经从要求爱他降低到只要我对他有感情就够了。
Because the Lord has already lowered his standard, his requirement not to love him, but to have affection.
所以你读约翰福音最末了的时候，你读到彼得听见主耶稣第三次说，约翰的儿子西门，你 你对我很有感情吗？
Therefore, when the Lord asked Peter the third time, 这个出来, of course, in the Chinese translation, it wasn't translated that way, but the Lord asked, it's the same in the Chinese translation, but the Lord asked Peter the third time, if you have any affection toward me, that is totally different. So, Peter was grieved. But we thank God. When we see that conversation between the Lord and Peter,
不管彼得的那一个感觉和认识是怎么的起变化,
no matter how the feeling of Peter or his understanding would change,
主对他的要求仍然是你爱我,
the requirement of the Lord to Peter still is, do you love me?
你爱这么一些更多的爱我?
Do you love me more than these?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你现在留意,
you can pay attention now. It is the same that Hosea proclaims to Israel.
弟兄姊妹你留意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
从第四节开始,
starting with verse 4,
14章的14节开始,
chapter 14, verse 4.
赶快你们查考一下,
now we take this to reference quickly.
主说了多少次, 我必,
how many times did the Lord say, I will, I must?
然后又看, 主说了多少次, 他必,
and how much that he will, he must.
I will, he must.
I will and he must.
几次啊?
How many times?
主说我必的,
the Lord says, I will, I must.
三次,
the Lord says three times.
主说他必呢?
How many times about he will, he shall?
多少?
How many times?
也是三次.
It is also three times.
但是这一共六次的必都是主说的.
But these three must, this will, is spoken by the Lord.
主一面说出他会怎么做.
On the one hand, the Lord says himself what he will do.
主又一直在那里说,
when the Lord also says how he will enjoy, how Ephraim will enjoy.
弟兄姊妹,当我们留意到这三个我比和三个他比啊,
brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to these six times when it says it in this way,
你就看到一些什么事情呢?
What do we see?
神不但是给他们有一个回转的,
here we see that God not only give them a chance to repent, but God also give them a guarantee of this return.
对不对?
Is that right?
神是给他们有个保证?
God gives them a guarantee.
你不必担心你失败到一个什么的光景?
Do not worry how you have fallen.
你不要在那里 再翻来覆去给你自己的那个软弱来控告,
do not turn and toss and be accused by your weakness.
什么时候你苏醒过来?
Whenever you awaken,
你看见神人在那里等着你回转,
you see that God is still waiting for you to return.
就像浪子那个父亲天天等在那个门口来看浪子回来了没有,
it is just as the father of the prodigal son always daily waiting outside the door to see if his son has returned.
我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们, 你们回去看这几个笔就好了,我就不细细说这几个笔。
I won't go into these wills and musts here. You go home and read it carefully yourself.
你看到这几个笔,你就看到以色列在神面前不但有路回转,并且他们的回转有保证。
When we see this recording here six times in this way, not only do we see that Israel can return, but there's also a guarantee for them.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们要留意的是什么呢?
What must we pay attention to?
是神让他们回转。
Is that God allows for them to return and repent?
回转到什么地步?
To return to what position?
这个是我们要留意的。
This is what we must pay attention to.
神不但是给他们有了保证,
not only does God give them a guarantee,
神要他们看见他们 回转到什么光景?
God shows them this is what condition they will return to.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当我们注意到这样的一件事情,
when we pay attention to this,
你看到,
you can see
14章里边的话,
with the words in chapter 14
和第一章里头的话
and the words in chapter 1
是有呼应的
there is an echo there
第一章的话里边
in chapter 1
你留意到神在那里起初责备以色列的时候
when God first rebukes Israel
他让何西俄得了两个孩得了孩子
He gave children to Hosea
也给他们孩子们起了名字
and also gave these names to the children
一个叫做不蒙怜悯
one is with no mercy
一个叫做不是我的民
and one is not my people
好像神放弃他们
it seems like God has forsaken
但
是
不久
them but shortly after
你又看见
you can see
就第二章开头
in chapter 2
神又说了
God says again
从前在什么地方叫说他们不蒙怜悯就他们就蒙怜悯
When we said he had no mercy now they have mercy
不是我的民现在是我的民
Before they're not my people but now they shall be called my people
弟兄说如果我们稍微注意到的时候
Brothers and sisters if we somewhat pay attention
你看到何西阿信息里边的那个恢复
You can see then the restoration in the message of the prophet Hosea
就不是单单停留在说我怎么可能让你做洗扁
Then it not only remains in the point then God saying to them How can I treat you
as a boy 我怎么可以让你成为亚玛
How can I treat you as Edma
如果我们没有掌握到神的那个心思
If we have not fully grasped the heart of God
我们顶多就是说神赦免他就是了
Then we'll think God has only forgiven them
神不毁了他们就是了
And God only have not destroyed them
不让他们像索多玛跟俄摩拉就是了
So that they would not be like Sodom and Gomorrah
但是弟兄姊妹们不对啊
But brothers and sisters that's not correct
因为一开头神已经说出他要做什么
Because even at the beginning God says what he is to do
他是要管教他们
He is to discipline them
管教到一个地步
and the discipline will be so severe
让人感觉我们不再是神的怜悯
that they would feel no longer would God have mercy on us
我们不再是神的子民了
no longer are we the people of God
但是神马上就纠正
but immediately God adjusts them
是蒙怜悯
and says yes you have mercy
是我的子民
yes you are my people
有没有结局
is there a result
只是说说而已
is God only saying those words
14章就答应这个事情
chapter 14 then gives us the answer
弟兄姊妹你留意
brothers and sisters pay attention
神把他们召聚回来
God has called them back
我们用属灵的话来说神在他们身上恢复他们的地位
using spiritual terms God has restored their position
那这个恢复到什么
then to what degree is this restoration
我们感谢我们的主
we thank our Lord
把他们恢复到我这样说好了
I will put it in this way they are restored to the point
弟兄姊妹们念几句
we'll just read a few verses
我念几句弟兄姊妹们还是把那几个我比他比我把它念一回你们好好的留意那个内容。
And then I'll just perhaps read those six verses, then we can pay attention to the content of it.
那第四节开始。
Starting with verse 4.
我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们，因为我的怒气向他们转消。我必向以色列如甘露，他必如白荷花开放，如利巴嫩的树木扎根。他的枝条必延长，他的荣华如橄榄树，他的香气如利巴嫩的香柏树。曾住在他荫下的必归回乏旺，如五谷，开花如葡萄树。他的香气如利巴嫩的酒。以法莲必说：“我与偶像还有什么关系呢？关系呢？”我耶和华回答他：“也必顾念他，我如青翠的松树。”你的果子从我而得。
That's from verses 4 through 8.
弟兄姊妹你看看。
Brothers and sisters,
那几个我比他比我比他比。
These times when the Lord says, I will and he will.
是说出一些什么的事情来。
What does this tell us?
是一面是说出神摸掉他们所有的软弱失败和 污秽。
On the one hand, God says He will wipe away, take away all their weakness, failures, and filth.
但另一面呢
？But on the other hand,
神恢复他们原来的光景。
That God will restore them to their original condition.
神作为他们的供应。
That God will be their provision.
神作为他们的荣华。
God will be their beauty.
神作为他们的丰富和保护。
And God will be their fullness and their protection.
说到神摸掉他们的愚昧无知。
Well, God will wipe away, heal their backsliding and foolishness and their shortcomings. Then we must remember the words of God to Judah in Isaiah.
我涂抹你的过犯。
I will blot out your iniquity.
如厚云消散。
Just as the clouds.
我涂抹你的过犯。
And I will blot out your iniquity.
我涂抹你的罪恶。
And I will blot out your sins.
如厚云面目。
And just as the thick cloud.
都没有了。
It is no longer there.
都不存留了。
They disappear.
全拿掉了。
They've been all taken away.
弟兄姊妹你了解的。
Brothers and sisters,
you understand. 我们今天在神面前所蒙的那个救赎的恩典。
The grace of the salvation of God
today. 我们平常很注意。我们得救的事。
Many times we pay attention to our salvation.
我们很注意我们重生的事。
We pay attention to our being born again.
当然，我们也留意到我们称义和成神。
Of course, we pay attention to the fact we're justified and sanctified.
但是我们不得不承认，许多许多时候，我们忘掉在救恩里头一个非常非常重要的恩典。
But we must confess that many a times we forget a very, very important grace of salvation.
那是什么?
What is that?
洗净。
And that is our cleansing.
弟兄姊妹们，主流的血。
Brothers and sisters, the blood of the Lord.
只是单单给我们赦免吗?
Is it only for our forgiveness?
当然，如果主的血单单给我们赦免，我们已经感恩不尽了。
Of course, even for the fact that the blood of the Lord cleanses us, we are appreciative to the utmost.
但是主的话给我们看见。
But the Lord's words show us.
主的血是我们蒙赦免的依据。
Yes, the blood of the Lord is the foundation of our forgiveness.
但是主的血所显明的那个功用，是给把我们整个的洗净。
But the effectual power of the function of the blood is for us to be completely clean.
弟兄姊妹，你读约翰一书第一章，你就看到这个。
Brothers and sisters, when we read John, 1 John chapter 1, we see that.
如果你要回到旧约的律法底上去读那个献祭的事的时候。
If we want to go back to the old covenant to read the matters of sacrifice.
你也能从献祭的事上看到神告诉以色列人怎么去处理那个祭牲的血。
God also shows the Israelites how they're to deal with the blood of the sacrifice.
你都看到同样的。
We can see the same thing.
赦免。
It is forgiveness.
不但赦免。
Not only pardon.
洗净。
But it is to be clean.
不存在。
It is not there anymore.
所以以赛亚第一章就说了。
So Isaiah chapter 1 says.
叫你洁净如血。
That you will be clean as snow, white as snow, white as wool.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们在何西阿那的宣告的底下。
In the proclamation of Hosea.
神让我们看到一个很宝贵的恢复的恩典。
God shows us a very precious restoration of grace.
他要把我们带回当初。
He is to bring us back to the beginning.
刚才说的只是以色列的当初。
Now when we say this here, it's only the beginning of Israel.
我们如果从这一个主做工的这一个原则和目的来看到我们今天在新约里头的教会。
But if we're to see the purpose of the work of God here and the principle and look at the church in the new covenant.
你要看见回到当初，回到当初什么？
Then when we say we go back to the beginning of what?
你能回到使徒行传第一章。
Do we go back to Acts chapter 1?
你说不对，第一章没有教会。
Chapter 1 there's no church yet.
要第二章才有。
It's Acts chapter 2.
你说就回到使徒行传。
Then do we go back to Acts?
那就是回到当初了。
Then that's going back to the beginning.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不要把神手里的工作看得那么小。
But do not limit the work of God's hand to be so small.
神这一个要把我们带回当初。
When God is to bring us back to the beginning.
乃是要把我们带回创世纪第一章。
It is to bring us back to Genesis chapter 1. We praise and thank our Lord.
We indeed,
today we are, who are saved by grace, called the children of God. It is not that do we say we're waiting for the Lord to come, so we're raptured to see the Lord. And when we see the Lord, we shall appear with Him in glory. And after we go through the judgment seat of Christ, that we are completely clean, then we will come with the Lord and descend. And when the Lord is on His throne in the kingdom, we shall also sit and reign with Him. You question, are we qualified in this way? Brothers and sisters, do not ask if we're qualified or not. But you must first ask, what is the purpose of God's creation of man? When we clearly see the purpose of God's creation, then we can see naturally then to sit and reign in the kingdom is the result. We thank our Lord. He calls us to repent and return to Him. It is so that we can be restored back to the original purpose of God. We thank the Lord. So at the very end,
你看到何西阿书不是单位,
you can see that the prophet Hosea is not only speaking to Israel of that day, but he is also speaking to the generation to come, even until the generation before the Lord returns.
谁是智慧人?
Who is wise?
可以明白这些事?
That he shall understand these
谁是通达人?
Things. Prudent, that he shall know
them.
And to know them.
因为耶和华的道是正直的,
for the ways of the Lord are right.
义人必在其中行走,
and the just shall walk in them.
罪人却在其上跌倒,
but the transgressors shall fall therein.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们从何西阿书里面, 一面是看见神从前怎么来恩待、怜悯、纪念、挽回,
from the book of Hosea, we can see how God has mercy and grace and restoration and to remember His people.
On the,
in the midst of this, we know God's mercy. We see that God is to restore man to his original purpose. We thank our Lord. I think we'll end our study of the book of Hosea here.